Patty will not join us. Thank you. Okay, let's call Senate Labor and Commerce to order. It is 1:32, January 27th. We do have a quorum with us today. Our Senator Seekins, Senator Stevens, Senator Ellis, and myself, Bundy. We had two bills on the agenda today, SB 42, the Naturopathic Medicine Task Force, and SB 2, the lean requirements. Senator Guest, the sponsor of SB 2, has asked that we not go forward with a hearing on her bill.
At this time?
At this time. Okay. Yeah, she's pulled it from, asked that we pull it from consideration at this time. We do have then SB 42, an extension of the Naturopathic Medicine Task Force. Senator Seekins.
Mr. Michelle presenting for us this morning or afternoon.
All right.
And Senator Bundy, members of the committee. The bill that I am presenting to you guys today is SB 42. It is extending the termination date for the Naturopathic Task Force. SB 42 is an extension of SB 306 that was coming around last year. It got passed in the last couple days of session, which changed all the naturopathic talk into a task force to study it over the course of the next year. We were in charge of doing six things over the course of this interim. We were going to study the comparable education and training levels of the naturopaths versus medical doctors, the use of legend and prescription drugs by naturopaths with respect to their scope of practice, the non-pharmacological treatments by naturopaths, including minor surgery, collaborative protocols and agreements between naturopaths and medical doctors, joint liability issues between collaborating practitioners that had to do with being able to prescribe medicine, those last two, and then other issues of relevance. There's nine people on the task force. We did meet over the course of this interim, but there's just so much going on that we have asked the legislature to extend the naturopathic task force one additional year. SB 42 is exactly like SB 306, only we've changed the two dates from December 1st as a reporting date and February 1st as a termination date. We've moved them back both one year to 2005 and 2006, respectively. If there's any questions.
Is there a cost to this?
No, there's not, sir.
Okay. Other questions? Seeing none, thank you. And Kathy Sweeney would like to testify.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. I was not prepared to
Oh, actually, you were just here, but observing and.
Yes.
All right, that's fine. Other questions?
Mr. Chairman, I can fill in for you just a little bit. And we got a late start because of the, for one reason or another, members were not appointed until late in the year. It's a big subject, an important subject. It's one that deserves adequate discussion among all the various players, and in that we're trying to determine the educational practical threshold for allowing certain practices in the medical profession. And in order to do that, it's going to take some more expert testimony in comparing curriculums and comparing practical experience before we can make a recommendation to the legislature.
Never known too much information to be a problem in this process, and it's just showing the consistency of this process. I'll break my rule of not passing things out in the first hearing, and because this is such a controversial issue, we'll just want to get rid of it. Well, actually, if the committee's comfortable, this obviously is, I think,
worth one hearing. Mr. Chairman, I'd make
well dealt with in one hearing. So
I'd make a motion that we pass Senate Bill 42 from committee with individual recommendations with and there are no fiscal notes.
All right. Further discussion. Hearing none. Jane.
Senator Stevens?
Yes.
Senator Ellis?
Sure.
Senator Seekins?
Yes.
Yes, so we indeed have passed the SB 42 from committee with individual recommendations. For the committee's information, as was indicated by a discussion, whether on the record or not, I'm not sure, with Senator Ellis about the ramp-up and training that Alaska is doing to prepare for the pipeline issues, the hopeful gas pipeline issues. We've invited Commissioner O'Clery to join us February 8th to give us an overview on what the department's doing in preparation for the demands that will be made on our workforce.
Thank you.
Next Tuesday, we have SB 52, Occupation Corporations, Banking and Security, a governor's bill. It's a housekeeping measure. And due to a lack of demand, we will not meet on Thursday. Anything else to come before the committee? If not, I thank you again for your attention and reward good behavior by a short meeting. We'll stand adjourned.
You're not bad for a chairman.